It's a historic recording, but Carlos, where'd you find this?
Well, this is over 102 years old.
Okay.
Columbia Records put this out. This is George Morrison's Jazz Orchestra in 1920. Okay,
wow.
this is before Armstrong, Louis Armstrong made it big.
Yep.
You had it was just, you know, George Morrison, okay, is not just the godfather.
Denver's godfather of jazz.
Yeah. No, but he really is the king of jazz when all things are said and done, because of his work and what he established so early on. And we forget that. And there's the living proof, 1920. That's called I Know Why.
George Morrison Sr. was inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame back in October of this year. Admirers of George Morrison say Morrison is to Denver jazz what Louis Armstrong is to New Orleans jazz. In studio with us, Simone D. Ross, great-granddaughter of George Morrison.
Yes.
Welcome to KUVO.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Great to have you in the house. We like, just touch your shoulders, like jazz royalty. Great to have you with us to talk a little family history. Did you grow up knowing the importance of your great-grandfather?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We are a musical family. Mm-hmm. So I grew up understanding who my great-grandfather was via his son, my grandfather, mm-hmm. who really was like a father to me. And we all played instruments. And so my great-grandfather, violinist, my grandfather, George Morrison Jr., violinist, his sister, Marion Morrison Robinson, pianist, her son, pianist. He lives in Stuttgart, Germany. Mm-hmm. He's phenomenal. My aunt, Dr. Trudy Morrison, bassist.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom, vocalist and
yes.
pianist.
Yes.
I started playing piano when I was 5. I stopped when I was around 15 to be a cheerleader at East High School.
Okay.
And then I was in the choir at East. Shout out to William Taylor. So I am a vocalist have been singing my entire life. And yeah, so it's
in the blood then.
Yeah, and my son, he plays the guitar.
There you go.
His playlist is amazing, so he's got an ear for it. And my daughter has a very pretty singing voice.
It could happen.
Wow.
We could keep it going. Don't stop now. Carlos Lando was part of the induction ceremony at George Morrison Senior Park, right on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Cole Middle School, and there's an amazing plaque there in the shape of a bass that says, let me see if I can get this quote. This is an amazing quote. "'Tis not birth, nor wealth, nor state, but get up and get, which makes any man great." You grew up with that too.
Oh yeah, I remember reading that at the Hall of Fame induction and at the park signage rededication, and I was like, this hits different now than it ever has, because I think that's kind of it for me and my family. It's get up and get. And so I loved seeing that and kind of getting a little bit more centered and grounded in that, because I'm like, oh, I get why I am the way I am. Okay.
That explains it.
This explains some things.
You know, when you get into the history of your great-grandfather, it's so much more than just music. Music was really the catalyst for everything that he did. But man, what a pioneer! What breaking down barriers. The initial story of, hey, I want to play violin in a classical setting, in a classical orchestra, and not being no doors opening up to him
mm-hmm.
because of the segregation back way back in the day. Later on, of course, that changed, but it wasn't until the 40s. And by that time, George Morrison Sr. had moved on and said, you know, he was doing his jazz thing. And doing his jazz thing, not only here at 21st and Arapaho, he had a club here, but also out in Golden,
yep.
back in the day, and it's just extraordinary how he was just revered as a man who really was fear was not going to stop him
absolutely
from doing what he needed to do. And that to me, in learning his story over the years, was what was really, really stood out. It's just it's an amazing story that really deserves what I would call much more national awareness and acclaim. I mean, you know, in Colorado, we're just getting back around to it.
Just catching on.
Yeah, we were so excited. Shout out to the Colorado Music Hall of Fame for recognizing my my great grandfather, because we were kind of like, you know what, it's time. So thank you to them and their board of directors. Mm-hmm. I love, though, that you mentioned the breaking down barriers. One of the stories that we didn't share at the induction, my mom was saying that she, as a little kid, maybe 5 or 6, would go to the country club and sell flowers when he would perform. And she specifically remembered one day she and a friend, they dressed up in their pretty dresses, and they went to sell the flowers to the women. He, George Morrison Sr., always had to go through the back door. And sometimes Colorado, we don't want to talk about that because we're such a progressive state.
Right.
Sometimes we don't want to talk about, black people had to go through the back door during those times. That is a part of our history as well. And so he was not immune to that. But when he took my mom and her friend to the country club, he said, "Me and my band will go through the back door. What you're not going to do is make these children, these beautiful baby girls, go through the back door." And so my mom remembers being able to walk through the front door, sell her flowers with her friend. You know, they were able to keep the money. I'm sure there was some sort of split. But it's also those pieces, right, where he said, you know, I understand the system that I am in, and he's breaking down those barriers for other musicians to be able to come, because he managed some amazing artists and musicians. But also to say, I'm already going to put my grandchildren and these future generations in a position of being seen and not having to enter the back door.
Right.
Man, that gave me chills.
That's beautiful. And of course, the home that he built, just right on the, it's Whittier, right?
Yes.
Whittier and Five Points,
right near Manuel High School, and on Gilpin.
Yeah, and it's still there, and I think there's a movement afoot to try to get the house.
Get the marker and the house.
Yeah.
I mean, Duke Ellington stayed there.
Yeah.
Count Basie stayed there.
Yeah.
You know, it was always great to hear the stories about how some of these artists had bad backs. Because I remember asking my grandfather, I'm like, what's up with this wood that you have between your bed and your box spring? And he was like, he called him Fat Stuff. He'd be like, well, Fat Stuff taught this to me because one of the artists that used to stay had a really bad back. And so we would have to make the mattress even firmer. And so I learned that skill set from when Duke Ellington stayed the night. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's known as Denver's godfather of jazz, George Morrison Sr. His great-granddaughter, Simone D. Ross, is with us this morning on the morning set. And I have a little, you may have heard the story of how your great-grandfather and great-grandmother met. This is from the abstract in the Denver Public Library records. They met at a dance in Old East Denver at Turner Hall at 21st and Arapaho Street in Denver. Right here. It was actually right across the street. And they married in Denver on the 28th of August, 1911.
Wow.
The foundation of Turner Hall still exists, and I'm going to show it to you when we leave the studio. You can see it. So welcome back to where
it all began. I'm glad they met, you know? It worked out well for me.
Exactly. Hey, let me just note that you're also the president and CEO of the Colorado Women's Chamber Foundation, which supports the Women's Chamber of Commerce. And you've got a big event coming up in December called the Athena Leadership Award Reception.
Yes, it is December 7th. We are so excited. We just announced the winner, and I want to get all of her accolades 100% accurate. We are going to be celebrating our 2023 Athena nominee, drum roll. It is Anna Jo Garcia Haynes. And so if you know Anna Jo Garcia Haynes, if you know Denver, this woman is beyond an icon. She is Denver's driving force for early childhood care and education. And so a lot of the little ones, mine included, running around, they've got these systems of education right now because of the work of Anna Jo Garcia Haynes. And so we're so excited to honor her as a Lifetime Achievement Award. And then our guest speaker will be Molly Bloom. So if you saw the movie Molly's Game, she's going to be talking about what she's been doing post Molly's Game to really help women and advance women based on what she's learned.
Women in Business is her other job, and she's here to just tell great family stories and to remind you about the Athena Leadership Award reception on December 7th. Details at CWCC, the Colorado Women's Chamber of Commerce, cwcc.org. Simone D. Ross in the house.
Thank you so much for dropping in, and maybe we'll get you back in as we get closer to the date of the event.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you for keeping my great-grandfather's legacy alive.
Of course.
That's big.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, there's a couple of generations have gone by since then, right? Just a couple. And it's time they learn also and find out the significance. So thank you.
Thank you.
Keep the music playing.
That's it.